You're right about that. I'm going to give another example to make the point. Another example is Darleaf. Darleaf has documented election fraud in his state. He has turned it over to the DA, to the Attorney General of the state, and everybody else, and nobody will do anything with it. What can a sheriff do? See, they say, they claim that we say sheriffs have unlimited power. That's a lie. We don't claim that at all. In fact, the point is that they don't have unlimited power. They can't just go arrest people for committing election fraud. Okay, the sheriff needs to work with the other branch of government. And if you don't have a well-known prosecuting attorney or attorney general or whoever else along the way to partner in, hey, here's the evidence I'm handing off to you. There was due process. There was probable cause. There was all these things. And I'm delivering to you what I believe to be indictable material, which is what the sheriff can do and say. And then, if you know, it's up to other people to get involved. Sheriffs are not gods. Sheriffs do not have unlimited power, contrary to the lies told about us. We don't teach that they do. However, they have tremendous power, and if there is probable cause, they can investigate and come back with indictable material, indictable documentation. Joe Arpaio did that. Darleaf has done that. Many other sheriffs have done that. But unless the people demand it, and unless the other branches of government get involved, it's going to be DOA, baby. That's not the sheriff's fault, let's be clear.
Yeah, and so there's a lot that we're involved with, folks, but I still want to keep it, you know, KISS, keep it simple. And it's a simple message to your sheriff. But right now, we still want all of you to invite them to Orlando on the 6th and 7th. We need as many as we can possibly get there. So please do that. Take them the flyer. The flyer is on our website. The invitations and information is on the front page at cspoa.org. And we can still get them there. There's still room for any sheriffs that want to come. So sheriffs are strong as we, the people help them. Yeah, and that last comment is exactly correct, my dear friends. And so we, the people, have got to be standing with the sheriffs. They can't do it alone. I know some sheriffs who have done a lot on their own. Remember that lawsuit filed by some sheriff in Arizona, Sam, went all the way to the Supreme Court?
That's right.
And we won. Well, I didn't have much community support on it. In fact, they kicked him out of office
and said, hey, you're too tied up in federal issues. Well, thank heavens, he put back the gun grabbers 27 plus years, and we still need to work on it.
But it was worth it. When we won it, the Supreme Court was totally worth all of it. But folks, the power of one was exemplified in that. The power of few. Do not underestimate what you can do. And then also, if your sheriff doesn't accept things you're telling him, take four or five people with you, or have four or five, 10 people call him later and say, I understand you don't want to be a constitutional sheriff. I understand you don't want to protect us from the Washington, D.C. corrupt FBI and IRS, that you will not. Is that true? You won't protect us from those criminals in Washington, D.C.? How are we supposed to get protection if you won't do it?
And I think it's appropriate to go there eventually and push for to elect somebody else if that time arises. Exactly. Remember, though, that we want to be gentle with these people. They grew up in government schools. They've been indoctrinated. Many of these sheriffs need a chance to learn. We got to go about it of how to win friends and influence people. And I would submit to be gentle at first. If somebody's entrenched and they just simply will not, you know, gain ground, will not learn, will not, then that's another matter. But in the meantime, I suggest we be kind and patient.